My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Good afternoon. A 17-year-old has been arrested in Santiago de Compostela on suspicion of deliberately starting several wildfires in the city. The arrest follows a series of fires that took place between August the 7th and 17th. The teenager is believed to have been responsible for at least seven fires. The flames affected an estimated 1.36 hectares of land, including forested areas and green spaces near residential zones. Following the arrest, the juvenile prosecutor's office ordered his placement in a juvenile detention centre whilst investigations continue. The case forms part of a wider pattern of arson-related incidents in Galicia and other parts of the country. Authorities have reported multiple arrests of individuals accused of deliberately setting fires, some of which have caused significant damage to land and property, and in some instances posed a danger to human life. Officials have emphasised the importance of vigilance and community cooperation in preventing the wildfires. Negotiations between Ryanair and the UGT union at Azul Handling, that provides ground services to the airline, are currently at a standstill. The UGT is therefore continuing with strike action. The second round of strikes will occur this weekend on August the 23rd and 24th at 24 airports in the AENA network, although this is subject to last-minute changes. The low-cost airlines operations were not significantly disrupted during the first 3 days of the demonstrations earlier this month. The UGT made the decision to take the action in response to the severe situation our workplace is currently experiencing, which the company has refused to address, and also mentioned the severe and repressive penalties imposed on individuals who declined to work non-mandatory hours. Last summer saw an all-time high in international tourist arrivals and shows no sign of reaching its peak so far this year. The latest official figures published by Tour España show 11.7 million tourists arrived by air in July. That's 4.3% more than last year. Between January and July, there were 63.7 million international air passengers. That's 6% more than last year. The UK remains the main market with 2.7 million air passengers in July alone. The most popular regions amongst visitors this year have been Madrid, Catalonia, the Balearic Islands, the Canary Islands, Andalusia and Valencia. The tourism sector expects a record 100 million foreign tourists this year. And Guardamá de Segura has reported the closure of all its beaches until further notice due to the massive appearance of the blue dragon creatures and for citizen safety reasons. Contact with the sea animal can be dangerous. In the last 24 hours, specimens of blue dragons have been appearing on the town's beaches. For security reasons, the local police say bathing is forbidden on all the beaches in the municipality until further notice. Despite its small size, contact with the sea animal can cause painful skin burns, nausea and vomiting. So far, they have not been seen on nearby beaches in Torrevieja, Orihuela and Pilar de Orotava, nor in Elche or Santa Pola. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.